Two Haines residents are getting a financial boost to work on artistic projects. Christy Tanks Fowler and Jessica Plokta are among 30 people chosen by the Rasmussen Foundation for Individual Artists Awards. Later this week, we'll hear from Plokta, but first we'll take a look at Tanks Fowler's artistic pursuit that's years in the making. Christy Tanks Fowler has spent much of her adult life running the Bamboo Room restaurant and Pioneer Bar, but her passion is songwriting, and she's channeled that energy into a unique musical endeavor. Here's how it started.
I would do the tills with the TV on, and then the Dr. Phil show was always on.
You have to ask yourself, what is the cost of being in this relationship? What's it costing me to be here?
So I found myself writing down his quips and quotes, and I'd share them with my friends. And one day I realized that those quotes would make great hooks for songs.
Tanks Fowler decided to make an album of songs based on the advice from the TV host and psychologist. Her goal was to one day share the project with Dr. Phil McGraw himself. Here's one example. First, the advice Dr. Phil gave.
In his book, Self Matters, he has a paragraph about Mr. Robert Jackson, and it's an obituary for somebody who didn't follow their dreams.
Now, Tanks Fowler's musical interpretation.
Mr. Robert Jackson died yesterday of complications that grew from regrettably doing a lifetime of crap he didn't really want to do.
She's worked on these songs for about 10 years. There are 28 of them. A few years ago, two filmmakers, David and Monica Wolzen, found out about Fowler's project. They decided to make a documentary. Here's a clip from their 2014 Kickstarter fundraising video.
Above the Bamboo Room is not just about Christy and her dream of becoming Dr. Phil's personal songwriter. It's really about what it's like to have dreams and goals and aspirations in your life and not letting personal circumstances actually stand in the way of obtaining those dreams, even if they are a little crazy.
The film crew is still working on the documentary called Above the Bamboo Room, and that's where the Rasmussen grant comes in. Tanks Fowler wants to record demos of her songs to be used in the documentary.
I just wrote one called The 83rd Sheep from the Left, which was based on another quote of his, that if you're not your authentic self, if you don't use the gifts you've been given, then you're nothing more than the 83rd sheep from the left in row 487,946.
The $7,500 grant is enabling Tanks Fowler to commission recordings of 25 songs, including that one. Here it is, performed by the Lack Family Band.
Does a fish have to swim in a school?
The documentarians will soon have plenty of music to choose from for the Above the Bamboo Room film. Tanks Fowler thinks the documentary, when it is finished, will be her best shot to get the attention of the Dr. Phil show.
What would it be like if that dream actually came true?
I could exhale, finally. Yeah, that would be, it would be wonderful. And I especially want my songs to help people. So that would be the best part.
Tanks Fowler says even though her songs are inspired by Dr. Phil, she also draws from her own life experiences. And she hopes the messages they convey can help people be more than the 83rd sheep from the left. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
In my dreams, I had thoughts of my own. I didn't march in step like a drone. I had braids in my wool, felt the breeze in my soul.